If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. We've been talking about the real ID and how the deadline is coming up. And I got mine back in 2022, and Kendra's still dragging her feet and has all these questions. So we thought we'd go right to the source, Kendra. We have Colleen Ogilvy on the line. She is the registrar of motor vehicles for the state of Massachusetts. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great, and I am a listener. I've heard the trips and trials of Ireland and also the return at the grocery store from Kendra.
Aww.
And also remember your careers on a different radio station many years ago. So
yes.
Good to you that you're still doing it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you
so much. We love that you followed us all along. So I need your help then, because you know Kendra, and she's a procrastinator, and she still has not gotten her real ID. So talk first, Colleen, about what the difference between a regular license and a real ID is.
Sure. So in Massachusetts, the real ID is a federally compliant driver's license or identification card, which means you've demonstrated and provided proof of lawful presence in the United States. As part of that effort, we also need to have a second form of Massachusetts residency and also a document that confirms your full Social Security number.
Okay. So can you use it in place of a passport, or you still have to have a passport if you're flying internationally?
Oh, internationally, you absolutely need a passport. This is solely for the use for flying within the United States.
In domestically. Okay.
Yes, correct.
So tomorrow is the deadline. So on May 8th, if I try to take a domestic flight and I don't have a real ID, can I not get on the plane?
Well, this is a TSA security checkpoint protocol, so we, other states, are issuing the identification documents that are federally compliant, so it depends on TSA and their procedures, but what we understand what TSA is doing through our communications and collaboration with them are that for those individuals who do not have a real ID compliant document, they will ask you for other forms of identification that you may have with you, and they will perform some kind of process to try to identify you. I don't know exactly what they're doing and what tools they're using, but their goal is to assist people to fly.
Okay, now, Colleen, the important question. What if you like your current picture on your license? Do you have
it
to take it?
It depends on how old it is. So the photos are good for 14 years. So if it's a great photo and it's less than 14 years, we're happy to let you keep it if you really need it, but you can also work with us, and we'll let you take more than three.
Oh, that's great. Photos. Perfect. Okay, no, I'm within the limit. Thank God.
Oh, shoot. See, I liked my old photo. I hate my new photo. Darn it.
See, that's what I was worried about. So, and you can still use, like, my driver's license will still be good for a couple of, my driver's license will be fine, right? If I'm driving and it doesn't expire for two years, that's fine,
right? It has no impact to your actual driver's license in the state of Massachusetts. The real ID version of our driver's license and identification card are truly for federal identification purposes if you're flying domestically, if you're going into a federal building or a nuclear power plant.
Colleen, I wanted to ask, I know Massachusetts is ahead of most other states. We have nearly 60% of people, you know, in compliance with their real IDs. What should the rest of people know? I mean, it's not really that difficult of a process. What do they need? How long does it take to get one?
Sure. So we, on the license ID side of our service delivery, require appointments, but due to the expected high demand we're seeing with Real ID, we started allowing walk-in customers for license and ID transactions probably the end of March. We are seeing extremely high demand right now. So my advice and message to everyone is don't panic. If you don't have any plane travel scheduled in May, and or you have an active passport, you do not need a real ID right now. Understand if you're expiring, we want to help you. If you're in the groups of not expiring and you have a passport or you don't have any travel scheduled for May, you can wait. Our appointments right now are booked out through June 16th. But if you do need one, you can go to one of your local service centers, and they will be honest about telling you what the wait time will be for a walk-in. They'll look at your documents and tell you if you have everything and they can service you or what you might be missing, and we're happy to service you. So the most important thing is, right now, don't panic. This is a product the Registry of Motor Vehicles will continue to offer. May 7th is really the date the TSA is going to really effectively start implementing the policy of the requirement. So what the product will offer, and if you can wait, I just recommend you wait.
I got two more years, so I have time to wait.
She's not worried about getting into a federal building. She's not worried about flying. What Kendra's worried about is having to show her ID at Total Wine. I'm not even kidding you. She was like, oh my God, will it still be good?
I wasn't sure if my license was just not going to be valid, but I know that I have some time, so I can book an appointment for later on in the summer where I won't have to wait. So I can do that.
I think that would be advisable.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Colleen Ogilvie. She's the Registrar of Motor Vehicles for Massachusetts. We so appreciate your time today.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great day.